Masechet Kelim Perek Yordalin Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about a key that is, we'll call a knee-shaped key, a knee representing the leg. This type of key has three components. It has the bent part, which is the knee, and then it has a third component, which is like the foot. There's two bends in it, just like a leg has a bend right at the knee, and then again, at the foot, this type of knee-shaped key also has a bend in the beginning of it, and then has another one, a different shape, a change of direction once again at the bottom. Mishnah says about this type of key, Mavteach shel arkuba shenishbad mitok arkubato, the knee-shaped key that broke at its knee, which is the section far from the handle. If it broke off at that spot, Tahor, it's Tahor, the broken key cannot open a locked door from the outside, which is the main use of the key. So therefore, it is not considered to be a usable utensil anymore. It cannot open the door from the outside. It can open it from the inside, but the main way to open the door is from the outside and can't be used anymore, so it's not considered to be a keli. Rabbi Yehuda metameh. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the broken key can become tameh. It is a utensil because a person could open a door from the inside. The key has use and it's considered to be a usable utensil. Now we'll talk about a key that has one bend. It's named after the Greek letter gamma, which looks like an upside down L. Veshem veshel gam shenishbad mitoch gumo Tahor, a gamma-shaped key that broke at the middle of its gamma. Picture an L key. It broke right at that point where the key bends, and therefore it only leaves the handle, is Tahor, even according to the Biyuhuda, because the handle alone cannot be used whatsoever, even to open a door from the inside. Now we'll talk about a key that has both teeth and holes. The teeth would go into something and the holes would absorb something. Something would go into them in order to open a lock. Hayulo hafin unkavin. If there were teeth and holes in the remaining part of the gamma key, tameh. That part could become tameh, even though it's missing a handle, and even if some of the keys or the teeth or the holes were missing. Nitelu hafin. If the teeth were removed, tameh mipenene kavin. The key can become tameh just because the holes are there. The holes could be used for locks that require holes. This tatemu nekabin tameh mipnei hafin. If the holes were filled in the key could still become tameh because of the teeth. It could be used for locks that require only teeth. So this type of key over here, it could work in some capacity, and therefore it's still a utensil and it could become tameh. Either it could be used in a type of lock that needs teeth, or it could be used in a type of lock that needs holes. Nitelu hafin v'nistatemu nekabin, o sheparsu zeh letoch zeh tahor. But if the teeth and the holes were removed, or the teeth and the holes spread into each other, they bent towards each other, so now it's unusable. You can't put it into a lock. The key is tahor because it cannot be used for anything. Now we'll talk about another case where the holes of a metal utensil widened, so now that they merge. The utensils in the strainer that is used to separate mustard seeds from the chaff, which is the unwanted part of the mustard seed. The holes in the strainer were large enough for the mustard seeds to pass through while the chaff remained behind. We'll explain. Mesanenet shel hardal shenifresu ba shelosha nekabim milimatan zeh letoch zeh. If three holes at the bottom of a metal strainer broke out into the other, and they just now broke, and it's one large hole, tehora. The entire utensil is pure. It's not a utensil anymore. The large hole will allow the chaff to come through, and therefore, with the mustard seeds, and therefore, the strainer becomes useless. It's not a utensil anymore, and therefore, it cannot become tameh. We'll talk about the last case, a funnel of a grain mill. Grain is poured into the wide end of a funnel and it comes out slowly from the lower end into the mill. So to make sure that not too much grain is going to flow into the mill, we want to grind it up slowly. A a funnel made of metal can become tameh. It's considered to be a utensil, and it's not just part of the mill. Even though it's used only to feed grain into the mill, it has its own name. It's considered to be its own funnel without any reference to the mill, and therefore it could become tameh.